Dame Sarah Storey's on course to rewrite British history on the first day of the Paralympics in Rio. The 38-year-old could win her 12th gold medal, surpassing Baroness Tanny Gray Thompson as the most successful British woman ever. She broke her own world record in qualifying for the 3-kilometre pursuit final in the velodrome and is guaranteed a medal as she faces teammate Crystal Lane in the race for gold later. Victory and Storey would be second behind swimmer Mike Kenny, who won a staggering 16 golds and 2 silver medals in the Paralympics between 1976 and 88 for Britain as the greatest Paralympian ever. But she's told me it's not something she's thinking about.
When I was 6 and I first watched the Olympics in 84, I just wanted to be an athlete, and then when I went to my first games, I just wanted to be an athlete for as long as possible. Pulling on the GB tracksuit, getting selected is always a huge buzz. Chance to compete for your country, like, who wouldn't want to do that?
Since winning 4 golds in London 4 years ago, life has changed for Sarah with the arrival of her first child, Louisa, in 2013.
It doesn't matter how the race has gone, she's really happy to see you, and she knows what's going on with the bikes. She's got a tool, she's got a pump. She's just brilliant to have around, and a lot of the girls that are on our team, they just say it's just so refreshing to have a family atmosphere within the team.
In the aquatic centre, Bethany Firth broke the world record as she reached the final of the 100-metre backstroke. She won gold for Ireland in London 4 years ago, now competing for GB. Jonathan Fox, who was Para GB's first gold medalist in London, is through to the final of the men's 100-metre backstroke. While Brazil have won their first gold of the Games, long jumper Ricardo Costa de Oliveira grabbing victory in the last round in the Olympic Stadium.